This is Focus West Michigan for Wednesday, June 3, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. Wednesday morning, AC Grand Rapids begins taking deposits for the 2027 inaugural season. It's also kicking off a summer of soccer intended to build a local fan base during the 2026 FIFA World Cup. WGVU's Dee Morrison reports.
AC Grand Rapids will play in the MLS Next Pro League at the new Riverfront Amway Stadium in 2027, but leaders want to connect with fans through this season's World Cup.
Celebrate the culture of soccer here. It's already here. How can we continue to pour, you know, lighter fluid or rocket oil on that and grow the game here hyper-locally?
ACGR President Darius Barnes plans to bring together diverse pockets of fans, leveraging the momentum of the North American-hosted World Cup to fuel local excitement.
We have a team right here in AC Grand Rapids in their backyard that they can support, but there's soccer enthusiasts that have been playing the game for a long time. There's transplants that have come here from other countries, from other states, and maybe they come with an affiliation or a tie to another club, but this can be their local club.
ACGR is partnering with the Grand Rapids Art Museum, presenting a free screening of the new documentary focusing on the 1994 U.S. men's national team. The club is also co-hosting a World Cup block party mid-June and teaming up with bars and restaurants for World Cup watch parties throughout the month.
Whether you're from the east side or the west side or the north or the south, Amway Stadium in AC Grand Rapids can be your commonality when you're supporting your team on match day.
I'm Dee Morrison.
New data from the state shows more than 95% of Michigan firefighters tested positive for PFAS. WGVU's David Limbaugh has more on the findings.
The PFAS and Firefighters of Michigan Surveillance Project is an initiative from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, measuring the amount of PFAS in blood samples collected from firefighters throughout the state. PFAS, or per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, is considered a forever chemical used in the manufacturing of many consumer products, including firefighting foam, and has been linked to cancer.
Some PFAS, including some that have been found in firefighting foam, were detected in 95% or more of participants.
Jake Carrick is lead toxicologist for the study. He says the data shows airport firefighters had higher concentrations of PFAS compared to non-airport firefighters.
This suggests that there's widespread exposure to these chemicals within our firefighting population. However, despite being detected in almost all the firefighters, the average concentrations were actually lower or similar compared to the U.S. population.
Carrick noted that PFAS found in protective gear or from fire station drinking water showed little to no detection in participants. You can read the full report online at michigan.gov/DEHbio. I'm David Limbaugh.
The president of Zealand-based Miller Knoll, also known as Herman Miller, is leaving the company. Her last day is June 30, but the company says Andy Owen is already on leave of absence. Included in her legacy, WGVU's Phil Dawson reports on a conference call in 2023 when Owen told employees to leave Pity City.
Questions came through about how can we stay motivated if we're not going to get a bonus.
During a 2023 conference call, Miller Knoll president Andy Owen answered concerns about bonuses by telling employees to concentrate on achieving the company's $26 million sales goal.
Don't ask about what are we going to do if we don't get a bonus. Get the damn $26 million and not thinking about what are you going to do if we don't get a bonus.
A clip from that conference call went viral because Owen also told workers to leave Pity City.
I had an old boss who said to me one time, you can visit Pity City, but you can't live there. So people, leave Pity City. Let's get it done.
Owen was named president of Herman Miller in 2018 and continued in that role when the company combined with Knoll Furniture in 2023. Owen apologized for the Pity City comment, saying her rallying cry didn't land as she intended. In that same call, she also said,
lead. Lead by example. Treat people well. Be kind. Be respectful. Focus on the future because it will be bright.
I'm Phil Dawson.
A new partnership is creating West Michigan's last independent non-hospital home health provider for seniors. WGVU's Dee Morrison tells us what it means for thousands of patients.
Nonprofits Atrio Home Care and Brio Living Services are aligning all of their West Michigan home health care operations under the Atrio Home Care umbrella. Board Chair Troy Vugtaveen says it will be the last non-hospital affiliated home health provider in the region.
We're going to follow Christ's example. We're going to serve with love, compassion, and excellence. and that's the nonprofit side of who Atria Home Health is.
Atria was part of the Trillium Living Senior Health Group, serving 2,800 patients across Allegan, Barrie, Ionia, Kent, Montcalm, and Ottawa counties.
They probably will not feel a difference in the quality and the compassion and the Christ-centered care that they are currently receiving. What they may see a difference in is the volume and the scope.
The move will eliminate administrative overlap in billing, scheduling, and human resources, as well as other expenses. Vug Devine notes for-profit health agencies are frequently bought, flipped, and restructured to maximize investor returns.
You can trust that this is not going to be an organization that is started up and is running in order to sell it. We are here forever, and it'll be under local leadership.
The transition should be complete by July 1. I'm Dee Morrison.
Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce hosted its annual CEO Summit on Tuesday. As WGVU's David Limbaugh tells us, despite economic uncertainty, business leaders are leaning into AI and how it will change how you work.
People are looking at it not as a way to replace people, but how to help people be more efficient.
Rick Baker is president and CEO of the Grand Rapids Chamber. He says one hot-button topic discussed at the summit was artificial intelligence and its effect not only on businesses in general, but on a company's employees.
How do we speed things up? How do we make them maybe a little easier, less time consuming, but also still very much looking at innovation and what's next, what's the capabilities will be next with AI.
Baker says despite some economic downturns throughout the country, business leaders are still optimistic about the opportunities for growth in West Michigan.
You know, and they're always cautiously optimistic because, you know, the world changes and things happen, so you kind of keep an eye out, but they're investing, which is also a good sign that they're investing in their companies and investing in future.
Despite future uncertainties, according to Grand Valley State University's March Supply Chain Management Research, confidence in West Michigan's businesses is holding fairly steady. I'm David Limbaugh.
Coming up soon, another edition of the Your Dream is Our Dream podcast, but first, news from around the state. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers has proposed a new tax break as an incentive to build more affordable housing in Michigan. We have more from Rick Pluta.
There's general agreement that affordable housing is an urgent problem. There are differences in how to fix it. Bills that cleared the Senate Housing and Human Services Committee on bipartisan votes would create an affordable housing income tax credit. Democratic Senator Jeff Irwin says the tax credit is appealing to conservatives and to progressives.
This is one of the few ideas that's at the intersection of important and possible here in Lansing.
But the tax credit would come at a longer-term cost to state revenue. One committee Republican voted no, arguing the bills would provide targeted benefits to some developers without addressing the larger issues driving up the costs and availability of housing. I'm Rick Pluta at the state capitol.
A Chinese EV battery maker is suing a mid-Michigan township for tens of millions of dollars in damages. Goshen is accusing Green Charter Township of violating a contract and their rights as a company after their proposed $2.4 billion plant was shuttered. The township revoked a water agreement with the company amid concerns over Goshen's ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Green Charter Township Supervisor Jason Cruz says the township is adjusting its budget to cover legal fees.
We've structured payments with the attorneys and we just move forward.
Mecosta County approved using around $200,000 in marijuana taxes to help with Green Charter's legal fees last year. Goshen is seeking monetary compensation for lost profits, legal fees, and the entirety of a revoked $23 million state subsidy. Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support this show and everything we do here, visit WGVUnews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. Today on Your Dream is Our Dream from Kent ISD. As an intern with Kent ISD's communications team, Kenny V took on the challenge of taking Kent Career Tech Center's TikTok feed up a few notches, and he didn't stop there. Kenny shows how marketing plus design at KCTC sharpened his entrepreneurial and creative tools and helped prepare him for the future.
Welcome to the Your Dream is Our Dream podcast, where we celebrate student success one dream at a time. I'm Joy Walczak, and today I have with me Kenny V. He's a senior at Kelloggsville High, and Alan Cates, who is Kenny's instructor for Kent Career Tech Center's Marketing Plus Design program. We're also joined by Edith Reyes of Kent ISD's communications team, where Kenny was an intern this year. Kenny, I'd like to start by saying congratulations, you are about to graduate.
Thank you so much.
It's such an honor to have you here, and we really do congratulate you on your success. Tell us about your high school career.
My high school career is practically me playing tennis for all my 4 years. I was able to get first singles, so practically I'm the number one player on the team every single time. And then I was also captain for 3 years. And then I was also got the opportunity to go to Frederick Meyer Garden and do their Business Hall of Fame and be their MC for 2 years.
Those are incredible achievements. I understand you have also done some work with your athletic department at your school.
Yes, I've done a couple of things. I also just recently, in the last 2 years, I started a volleyball team for boys, and then now the state has unlocked it for everyone.
That's another incredible achievement. Great job. Are you going to continue your athletics in the future?
Yes, I'll be playing at Alma College for tennis.
Another terrific achievement. Good for you. I'd like to get to Mr. Cates. You are teaching a program here called Marketing Plus Design, and Kenny started taking that program. Tell us about your program.
Our program goes through and will create a variety of different items, and they're basically going to be a promotional item for marketing purposes. So we're teaching the fundamentals of the graphic design, the principles and the elements, typography, and we're also embedding all of the state-of-the-art software from the Adobe Creative Suite. So the students came in and we started with Photoshop. I did that for give or take 9 weeks, moved on to Adobe Illustrator, and we skimmed the top of the InDesign software as well. And again, a lot of what we were doing was building some promotional items for some marketing campaigns.
That is real world experience. Kenny, what interested you in taking this program and being part of Kent Career Tech Center?
So what interested me is that I want to go into business administration, and I always thought of it like you have to understand every single part of a business, and like the backbone of a business, I think, is marketing mostly, because that's how you get your audience, that's how you sell your product. So I always want to be interested in marketing a little bit.
What were some of the projects you worked on this year in that program that really worked well for you, that you really enjoyed?
I enjoyed learning all the Adobe stuff. My favorite right now is Illustrator. And then recently we just made a couple of products like business cards. We made like a cereal box, a milk carton. And we are right now just making whatever product we would like. And I'm right now doing a study kit.
Those are practical skills that you can take into the workforce in the future if that's what you choose to do. You also took part in an internship. Tell us about that.
That internship I have done for about a year and a half here at KCTC. I was a marketing intern doing social media, like for TikTok, Instagram, the school website, and Facebook. And it was a wide perspective for me because I wasn't used to like handling social media in that way, and going to random classes and meeting new people, and just helped me with my confidence and learn that marketing is a lot more than I really thought.
We were very lucky to have you as an intern in Kent ISD's communications department. Edith, you were his internship supervisor in this role. Tell us how you feel Kenny has grown and really become part of our team.
Yeah, I think he already mentioned that his confidence grew a lot. I remember when I first met him, he wasn't very talkative. But now he's just like always having conversations with us. So that's great. Even just like walking into different classrooms too, not just the programs that he was familiar with, but just the new ones all around. The different hallways that he wasn't into that school year. So definitely his confidence, his creativity, and just the willingness to meet people too.
And that real world experience, what aspects of our business was Kenny able to really experience and take to a new level on some of our social media platforms?
Yeah, so TikTok was something new that we did a couple years ago. So he helped build some enrollment ads, some open house ads for that. And they really did hit off. Just not on TikTok, but on all of our social media platforms. So that definitely helped. He also grew a lot in photography. We do a lot of print materials during enrollment season. So I would just tell him, like, can you go please capture some photos of students in action for these print materials? And he would go, come back, and yeah, we would just have everything done. So
Kenny, how will you take those experiences and use them in your future?
In my future, I think it will just give me a leading step of like expanding my thoughts when I'm in college. Because in college, I guess it'll be like a higher education, and then just knowing a little bit ahead of time will just help me expand on my thoughts.
What are you planning to study when you go to Alma?
I'll be going for business administration.
That's great. Mr. Cates, how does a program like Kent Career Tech Center's Marketing Plus Design and the other programs here help prepare students for their futures and for success in the real world?
Kids that come to KCTC get the hands-on experience, and when they're doing something that they enjoy, they find that they can be successful in things. And I've seen it time and time again where once a student starts to find their successes here in the building, it translates back to their local, where they realize that they can do things and they start to find their successes. And that's the beautiful thing about what we do here.
Kenny, would you agree? And if so, what are some of the things that you feel like you'll be taking with you from your KCTC experience and your time at Kelloggsville High?
Yes, I do agree much with that. I think just, again, with my confidence and everything, just like I always think communication is like the biggest thing, and especially in a business degree, you just gotta be able to like connect with people, talk to them, and then just having that connection with someone will always, I guess, will give you that next sale.
That's part of what we teach here at Kent Career Tech Center, those going pro behaviors that really help you in your next professional adventure. Kenny, what is your dream?
Oh, my dream, I have two dreams. One is possibly just playing tennis, because I always love tennis. So being able to play on a huge stage of tennis is just the biggest dream. But if not that, I want to own a business. I want to be an entrepreneur. That's my biggest thing. I always was young, and I was like, I don't want to work in an office by myself, working under someone else. I always want to work in a business. I get to make the ideas. I have other people going to me and then learning, and then just having my own business, seeing it out, selling. It's just my dream.
It's a wonderful dream. I hope you do have an opportunity to make both of those dreams come true. Mr. Cates and Edith, would you like to share with us why it's important for adults like us to ask students like Kenny what their dreams are?
For myself, by knowing what kids' aspirations are, what they want to be able to do, you start to try to tailor make things, and you use analogies that are more along the lines of what they're into, and try to relate to how the curriculum can tie in to what they want to do. Have a student that was talking this morning about wanting to continue going to Central Michigan for fashion design, and it's like, well, you're illustrator skills are going to line up just absolutely perfect with that. And if I'd known some of that earlier, then I could have used that to help benefit us. And that's the huge thing in our class.
I think it's important because you just never know how you can help somebody. Every dream is unique. And like I mentioned, you just never know how you can help them in any kind of way, either with connections or networking or something that you personally know that they could relate with. It's just, you just never know.
You do never know. And Kenny, what would be your advice for a student who maybe is just starting high school on how they could really help encourage their own dreams?
I think the best way to do it is just to just try. Try to always be open-minded, always like try something new, because you're not going to know if you don't like it if you don't try.
That's another great piece of advice. I just want to thank all of you for joining us today for our podcast and conversation. Thanks, Kenny.
Thank you.
And thank you so much to Mr. Cates.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And to you, Edith.
Thank you.
And I'd like to thank everyone who's listening to our podcast today, too. If you know of a student who dreams big, we would love to share their story. You can find more episodes of the Your Dream is Our Dream podcast and submit your ideas by going to our website, kentisd.org/yourdream. I'm Joy Walczak. The Your Dream is Our Dream podcast is presented by Kent ISD in partnership with WGVU.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Wednesday, June 3, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.